This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're excited to bring you a special update during this coronavirus pandemic with Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, for Wednesday, March 25th. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Thank you. It's good to be able to talk with everyone. And happy feast day. Happy Feast of the Annunciation.
Yes, at St. Gabriel Radio, we typically do ask for the angel Gabriel to guide and protect us. It is a special feast day for us. Is it a special feast day for you?
It is. You know, it's a little bit, I think of it as a little bit of Christmas in March, and Christmas in Lent, you know, a little bit of a break from the liturgical, at least, rigors of Lent. To focus on another aspect of our salvation history, and that's kind of important that we're always affected by different parts of the mystery of God stepping in to share our life and to suffer and die and to rise again. But it's all the different elements keep coming to us. So yes, I always find this a very uplifting feast, the Annunciation of the Lord.
And Mary was so receptive to our Lord. I know today at Mass at 12:05, you'll be talking with us about Mary and the Annunciation. Will you be talking about that receptivity, or what other types of
Indeed,
things are we talking
about? I'm giving you a hint. This is good. what I intend to talk about is indeed about Mary's receptivity. But what was it that made Mary so receptive? What is it except this unshakable confidence that God would be faithful to his promises? You know, Mary had to, I mean, it's an act of generosity to say, sure, whatever the Lord asks of me, I'll do. But this, more than generosity, there's some belief that God would be faithful to his promises and that she could trust in him in saying yes to what he asks.
And part of doing that is to offer our prayers. Would you like to make this special announcement that we just spoke about a few moments ago?
Yes, indeed. So, you know, yesterday we spoke a little bit about the Holy Father's prayer intentions. And so we're going to share here in the Diocese of Columbus. I'm asking all the faithful to make Friday of this week certainly a day of prayer in union with Pope Francis. Let's make this a day of particular prayer. It's already Friday is a particular day of penance, of abstinence, so day of prayer and penance, asking the Lord's help during this pandemic crisis, asking the Lord's blessing and consolation on all of those who are sick and those who are suffering, and very much to pray for those on the front lines, those doing the work of charity, those who are in the healthcare professions. We're so dependent upon them, and so we want to pray for them in a very particular way these days, and they're doing heroic work on our behalf, so for the healthcare professionals, but even also for all those charged with the public good, that we might, that they may have wisdom as they lead us through this. So indeed, you know, let's pray for all of those. And you know, while I'm at it, I do have a piece of news that even as we speak, some of our priests, those who are eligible, who meet the criterion by health, are going through some special training this afternoon to be prepared to meet the needs of the sick, to go into the hospitals. So our priests are by no means in retreat mode. In some ways, they're working harder than ever, trying to reach out to people, but also to go out where people are ill. So they need some special training in terms of the protective gear and the safety things for both their health and, by extension, the health of the other people they will encounter later on, but also for the sake of those who are sick. So please keep praying for our priests, too. They're out there doing that work. So yes, we look forward to that day of prayer, and I know we're going to be in union with the Pope, St. Gabriel's. You'll be taking part in that in a very particular way, the day of prayer?
We will. We're going to have, at the top of every hour, a local priest calling in, giving a quick update of what's going on, and offering prayers to our listening audience. So listen from 8 a.m. until about 5:15 p.m., and we'll hear from our local priest again this week during this special day of prayer that you've called for our diocese. We're excited to do that. I know that we've gotten a lot of great feedback from our Spirit Drive last week, and much comfort was received by our listeners, those who were listening in and hearing our priest give their encouragement and hope. So we hope to continue that on Friday in union with your request.
Oh, that's great, and we thank you, and we thank you. And yet today we still celebrate a great feast day, don't we?
We do. What a beautiful feast day. It's actually the day that my daughter Erin was born.
Oh, well, congratulations, yeah. And happy birthday. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Well, Bishop Brennan, we have a different world now with the COVID-19. Many families are at home together for extended periods of time. The Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Any reflections on the Holy Family as it relates to what we're facing?
Indeed. In a lot of ways, you know, both with last week's celebration of the Feast of St. Joseph and then today's celebration of the Annunciation, the Holy Family does come to mind. And I think of the Holy Family a lot, especially in those early years, as they had to, with God's direction and help, of course, navigate some very murky waters, you know, adapting and changing to the needs all around them. The surprising news that Mary would be the mother of God, the birth of Jesus himself in Bethlehem, not exactly the circumstances that they would have planned, and in a sense, a kind of desolation that they were going through at that point, and then the hunt by Herod and the escape to Egypt, and you know, you think of all the ways they had to adapt to circumstances early on, and then I would imagine that would have continued all through Jesus' early years, but they did it with great love and trusting in the faith and the direction that God the Father would give, and so. In this time, we look, you know, a lot of our plans have been canceled, haven't they?
They have been.
Yeah, a lot of our plans, a lot of our hopes. So we find ourselves having to reorder, to restructure. And even forget about, like, plans, like weddings and things like that, but even the everyday, children aren't going to school, parents have to work out some of these things. I'm sure it's a source of great tension, but it also has some great opportunity for family togetherness.
And trust, love, and another word that comes to mind is patience. Any advice on the virtue of patience?
Oh, patience is needed more than ever, right? We can get on each other's nerves when we're in such quarters. Again, I think we look to the Holy Family, and I would say this, and I say this in a lot of my discussions with people on the phone these days, I think we start with the recognition that we're all under a lot of tension. And maybe when we react to things, we're not necessarily reacting to the person, but maybe to what they're going through at this very moment. So to begin with, let's listen to one another, but recognize that, you know, maybe something somebody says at a given time isn't exactly what they mean or isn't exactly how they're feeling. It really is more of a frustration or even a fear at what's going on right now. So if we can give each other just a little bit of extra slack, I think that's one thing that can help. And recognize, don't take things personally because we're all under the gun. And then the other thing I would do is patience. We look to the Lord himself. We look to the Holy Family, and we ask them, please help us to grow in that virtue of patience. Help us to see your presence in our lives. Help us to rely on your strength.
What about family prayer?
Isn't it interesting? And I'd like you could share something that you shared with me privately about one of the Instagram pictures. People are, maybe families have the habit of praying together, maybe not. Maybe it's something as simple as we should always have in our common prayer, something like as simple as grace before meals or the prayers at the end of the day. But this, I'm finding that in this situation, there are not only more opportunities, but there seems to be, as I hear it, a greater desire to pray together as families. So some of them are using the means that we have, for example, of live streaming masses or broadcasting on St. Gabriel or the different devotions, they're using some of these to gather as a family to pray. I know that sometimes it's a little awkward. It's hard to just sit down and start to pray. But maybe being together as we listen to these broadcasts or as we're praying with the Pope, for example, on Friday, might give us a little bit of an entree, an easier way in. Does that make some sense?
It does, and you referenced the Instagram photo. It was sent over to St. Gabriel over the weekend. A family was gathered around the radio listening to your Mass at 10:30 a.m., which was broadcast from the cathedral, and they had an image of the monstrance that they were looking at while they were listening to your Mass. Many people were listening to our Mass, about five times as many as normal. We encourage you to do so. It's a great way to stay connected with our bishop and for our entire diocese. And I'm sure that you would like to resonate what you said last week, but you also want to encourage people to connect with their local parish.
Yes, indeed. People are, well, you know, let me put it to you this way. I think people themselves like to connect with their local parish. I think that's where a lot of people find their consolation and that message of hope. So I'm thrilled that so many parishes are reaching out because people are longing to be connected. So that's all very, very good.
Well, Bishop Brennan, would you like to close with the prayer?
Sure. Maybe I'll use one of the special Marian prayers on this great feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen, yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature, you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us poor sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
And Bishop Brennan, we thank you so much for these daily updates during this coronavirus pandemic. And just to summarize, Bishop Brennan is calling all of us for a day of prayer and penance for the intentions of those who are working in the front lines, those who are sick, and for a public public leaders on Friday. So please join us, St. Gabriel Radio, in that day of prayer at the top of every hour on St. Gabriel Radio. You'll hear from our bishop or one of our local priests as they share with us what's going on in their world and offering prayers and supplications during that few moments at the top of every hour. Bishop Brennan, anything else to add?
No, just to assure you of my prayers and looking forward to being with you at Mass today and tomorrow and in the days to come. And let's be united in our prayer for one another. God bless you all.
And now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.